You're old enough to remember Korn debuting music on South Park?
The gang and I wrote a song about it, and it goes a little something like this. And a one, and a two, and a...
When I say debut music, I literally mean like the first single off of their album Issues. The single Falling Away From Me debuted on South Park on October 27th, 99, and then radio the next day, October 28th, 99. That's how much influence South Park had 25 years ago. What's funny is they don't even look like South Park characters, but this is what they looked like in the show. They were like the first people that appeared in South Park and like didn't look like everybody else. This was an episode called Korn's Groovy Pirate Ghost Mystery, and it was like a play on Scooby-Doo and had all these mysteries in that episode for the South Park characters. But the coolest part was that they played Falling Away From Me in the episode. And so anybody who was watching that South Park episode at the time, they were the first people in the country to hear that song. You know the song because it's one of Korn's most popular singles, and it has a huge like anti-child abuse theme and the video. And speaking about that music video, not the one that was in South Park, but like the MTV music video of the song, directed by Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit, that Fred Durst. It begins as a continuation of the famous video Freak on a Leash. You know, the video with the bullet traveling through it? This video starts with the closing animation of that one, and it's a live action video. That song, Falling Away From Me, is a song about domestic abuse. And Jonathan Davis even said the song is about domestic abuse and that there are ways to get help, whether it's telling someone or calling a helpline. There are ways to get out of those situations. No one has to be treated like that.